Amen. I want to greet each one of you again this afternoon.
Mi capitato questa mia che voglio dire c'è ad Uri e Leo.
And thank God for you. Thank God for the good fellowship we've had.
A santo ci come giù ci con la
around the word of God.
Amen.
And
among
each other.
Na kila mwandana.
So we just this will be our last service. We've got to leave to catch a plane.
Ili baadaye mwisho na ayatuvili tuondoke tuingie ndege.
We got to leave immediately after the service.
Nataka tuondoke punde tu ibada inapokamilika.
So appreciate each one of you. We love each one.
Na furahi kila mmoja wenu, napenda kila mmoja wenu.
And we thank God for you.
Nashukuru sana kwa ajili yenu.
Amen.
Amen.
I fell outside coming up the steps this morning.
Nimejisikia nilianguka pale nilipokuwa nikipanda.
And my nose bled profusely.
Na mapua yangu yakatoka damu mingi sana.
So brother Simon asked me to come back as soon as possible.
Ndugu Simon ameniambia kwamba nikienda Marekani nirudi haraka iwezekanavyo.
I said, look like I'll have to.
Nami kama inaonekana lazima nikuje.
I wept my tears, sweat and blood.
Kwa sababu nimeota machozi yangu, damu na jasho.
But we're all right now. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. But I appreciate you.
Now
for now,
praise
God. I want to read one scripture in the Word of God to start with, then we'll go
from
several
others.
13th chapter of the book of Acts to begin with.
Sura ya 13 ya kitabu cha Matendo kuanzia.
Amen. I want to begin reading in verse 26.
Nataka kuanza kusoma aya ya 26 sura ya 13.
And I'm going to speak on voices from the past finishes the mystery of God.
Nataka nizungumzie kuhusu sauti za wakati uliopita zamaliza zakamilisha siri ya Mungu.
All right, we'll begin reading.
Tutaanza kusoma.
I'll speak to the Jews here now.
Paulo akinena kwa Wayahudi hapa.
Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham.
Ndugu zangu wana wa ukoo wa Ibrahimu.
Whosoever among you feareth God, to you this word of salvation is sent.
Na hao miongoni mwenu wanaomcha Mungu, kwetu sisi neno la wokovu huu limepelekwa.
For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers,
kwa maana wakale Yerusalemu na wakuu wao,
because they knew him not,
kwa kuwa hawakumjua yeye,
nor yet the voices of the prophets,
wala maneno ya manabii,
which are read every Sabbath day,
yanayosomwa kila Sabato,
they have fulfilled them and condemned him.
Wameyatimiza kwa kumhukumu.
Amen. That's all right. Heavenly Father,
Baba mbinguni,
Lord, we thank you for the love of God.
Baba tushukuru kwa upendo wa Mungu.
Thank you for your many blessings.
Asante kwa baraka zako mingi Bwana.
Oh God, I just pray this afternoon,
Lord,
that you'll bless us with the anointing to minister thy word.
Utatubariki kwa upako wako tuhudumu neno lako.
And bless the people with the anointing to hear the word.
Barikia watu na mafuta wasikie neno lako.
Lord, we just thank you for giving us health and
Baba tukushukuru kwa sababu umetupa afya njema.
And happiness
na furaha
that comes through the great plan of salvation.
Ambaye inakuja katika mpango mkuu wa kuokoa.
Lord, you paid it all at Calvary.
Baba ulipa yote pale Kalvari.
And for that, we thank you from the depths of our heart.
Na kwa hiyo tunakushukuru sana kutoka vile vile moyo wetu.
Bless us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Tubariki
sasa tukiamini Yesu. Amen.
May be seated.
Ketini.
Amen.
Amen.
Now in the word we read today,
katika neno ambalo tumelisoma siku ya leo,
we find
tunapata kwamba
that the Jews met in the temple every Sabbath.
Kwamba Wayahudi walikutana katika hekalu kila siku ya Sabato.
And they heard voices of the prophets.
Na walikuwa nasikia sauti za manabii.
Now I want to bring this point in.
Nataka niingize swala hili ndani.
The prophets have been there for hundreds upon hundreds of years.
Manabii walikuwepo mamia ya mamia ya miaka.
But yet their voices were being heard.
Na sauti zao zilikuwa bado zinasikika.
Through the word of God.
Kupitia kwa neno la Mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
So today we hear about, a lot about the voices of seven thunder.
Siku hizi tusikia kuhusu sauti ya ngurumo saba.
And it's left with us many times.
Na imekuwa nasi kwa muda mrefu.
That those voices are yet to come.
Na watu wengi wanasema kwamba sauti hizo bado zitakuja.
And that it will be seven men come.
Na ni kwamba watakuwa ni watu wanne, watu saba wakija.
And they use the scripture because there's voices involved, it has to be men to come.
Na wanatumia sauti neno kwamba sauti lazima watu wakuje kwa sababu sauti hutoka kwa watu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But here we read in the word of God.
Lakini hapa tunasoma katika neno la Mungu.
That as the people read the word in the temple,
vile watu walisoma neno katika hekalu,
although the prophets themselves were not here,
ingawaje manabii wenyewe hawakuwepo,
yet they were hearing the voices of the prophet.
Lakini walikuwa wanasikia sauti za manabii wakati huo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
And Paul was bringing this to the people.
Na Paulo alikuwa akiletea hii watu.
Said the voices of the prophets are heard every Sabbath now.
Kwamba sauti za manabii zasikizwa kila sabato.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm here to tell you today that the voices of the seven church age messengers are heard weekly among us.
Kwamba sauti za wale wajumbe saba nyakati saba za makanisa wanasikizwa hapa kila wiki.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we don't have tape recording of Paul.
Hatuna rekodi ya Paul na Paulo.
I read this
around Columba, Martin,
or in India.
Na wale wengine wote.
We don't have the voice of Martin Luther.
Hatuna sauti ya Martin Luther.
But we know what Martin Luther taught.
Lakini tunajua Martin Luther alifunza nini?
We don't have the voice of John Wesley.
Hatuna sauti ya Yohana Wesley.
Amen, but we hear his voice when he
said, sauti yake tunaposema utakaso ni sauti ya Yohana Wesley.
Amen.
When we hear that we need to live a sanctified life, I hear John Wesley talk.
Tunaposema lazima tuishi maisha matakatifu, huo ni ujumbe wa Yohana Wesley.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when Brother Brown came and preached his message, he oftentimes gave credit to other men.
Kila wakati aliwaheshimu wale wandugu wengine waliopita.
He spoke of Knox and Calvin and Zwingli.
Aliongea kuhusu Knox, Calvin na Zwingli.
These men spoke of predestination.
Hawa walizungumzia kina Calvin kuhusu
eternity. He said security.
Usalama wa milele.
And the sovereignty of God.
Na utawala wa Mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Their voices are heard through their writing.
Na sauti zao zasikika kupitia kwa maandishi.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the word of God answers itself.
Neno la Mungu linajijibu lenyewe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Brown said one time, if there's a question about the word or in the word, there's an answer.
Yeah.
If there's a question about the word of God, there's an answer in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God. God is getting us ready for a rapture. He's perfecting us. He's getting us where we're no longer tossed to and fro.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's setting us on that straight path.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Paul was talking about the voices from the past.
Paul alikuwa anazungumzia kuhusu sauti ambazo zilishapita.
And said, you're hearing the voices of the prophets.
Sema kwamba nasikia sauti za manabii.
Amen.
Amina.
Although the prophets were dead, they were hearing the voices of the prophets.
Ingawa manabii hawakuwepo, hao walikuwa nasikia sauti za manabii.
Amen. I still hear the voices of the prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Mimi nasikia sauti ya nabii.
Amen.
I hear Isaiah says the virgin shall conceive.
Isaiah sema kwamba bikira atachukua mimba.
And bring forth a child.
Na atamzaa mwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was Jesus of Nazareth.
Wewe ni Yesu wa Nazareti.
Amen.
Amina.
I hear him tell about a great millennial reign.
Nasikia Isaya akizungumza sauti ya Isaya ikisema kuhusu miliki ya miaka 1000 ya amani.
And the lion and the child shall play together.
Kwamba simba na mtoto watacheza pamoja. Nasikia hiyo sauti ya Isaya.
Hallelujah. I hear him tell about that great eternal age.
Nasikia akisema kuhusu kizazi kikuu cha milele kijacho.
Amen.
Amina.
I hear the prophet Ezekiel telling about a great war that's happening in Israel.
Na nasikia Ezekiel akiongea kuhusu kazi kubwa ambayo inafanyika kule Israeli.
Hallelujah. Our Russia will come down. Our Russia will come down.
Chini Urusi itakuja chini kuvamia Israeli.
And they will be defeated in the land of Israel.
Na watashindwa pale pale katika nchi ya Israeli.
I hear that from Ezekiel tape 38.
Nasikia kutoka kwa Ezekiel kanda ya
38.
Nasikia hiyo kanda ya Ezekiel.
Amen.
Amina.
Incidentally, I forgot to mention this.
Alao lazima nitaje, sio lazima nitaje hii.
Then yeah.
Ambayo iko hapa?
I never saw one before.
Mimi sijaona moja kama hii.
Yeah, it's very significant.
Ni ya maana sana.
It has the picture of the cloud that came down into Tucson, Arizona.
Iko na picha ya wingu ambalo lishuka kule chini katika Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
Amina.
The pastor had them, I said, "My, I like that. I've never saw it."
Na mbona nimekuja kusema sijawahi ona hivyo.
That would you like, and I said.
Akasema kwa bwana, nikasema ndio ni
mbaya.
Amina.
So this has to do with the voices from the past.
Hii lazima inahusiana sauti ambazo
zimepita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
And it takes the voices from the past to help us through the future.
Nah, amen. Lazima chukue sauti za wakati uliopita kutupeleka mpaka wakati ujao.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Peter on the day of Pentecost.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Petero siku ya Pentecost.
He heard the voice of Joel.
Amen. Alisema alisikia sauti ya Yoeli mbili.
Although Joel's been dead for hundreds of years.
Na wale wale walikuwa nakuwa miaka mingi lakini sauti yake ilikuwepo. That's why.
He heard Joel saying it shall come to pass.
Na akasikia yule akisema wakati wa mwisho utatukia hivi.
I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Nitamwaga roho yangu juu ya mwili wote.
Amen.
Amen.
What did it in Acts 2:38 with the Holy Ghost came.
Na yule akatendeka wakati wa
Hallelujah.
Na wakati wa kupandishuka.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We are surrounded with voices from the past.
Sisi tunazingirwa na sauti kutoka wakati wa kupita. Amina.
Every word that's written in here is voices from the past.
Kila neno ambalo limeandikwa hapa ni sauti za wakati uliopita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I like to keep it close to my heart.
Nami nataka niweke karibu na moyo wangu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So Paul said, you're hearing the voices of the prophets every Sabbath. What's wrong with you?
Na Paulo anamwambia na nyinyi kuna makosa gani mnasikia sauti za manabii kila siku ya Sabato?
He says the voices from the past says he'll suffer and die. How have you rejected him?
Paul says the voices of the prophets.
Yes.
Isaiah 53.
Yeah.
About the lamb.
Yeah.
Amen.
Kwamba Isaya 53 anasema kwamba mwana kondoo atakufa ni sauti ya manabii. Mnaweza kuikataa.
Sure.
Amen.
Amina.
Isaiah 53.
Isaya 53
says there that he'll pour out his soul unto death.
Hapo atamwaga nafsi yake hadi mauti.
He also says that by his stripes you were healed.
Na nasema kwamba kwa mapigo yake tumeponywa.
I'm hearing the voices from the past.
Nasikia sauti za wakati uliopita kinena.
Amen.
Amen.
I told those Jews that how come you can't believe the prophets?
Na naomba wewe ulikuwa nini mkataka kuamini nabii?
Said the voices. Everybody say voices.
Kila mtu sema sauti.
The voices.
Sauti.
Amen.
Amina.
You can hear the voices from the past.
Unasikia sauti za wakati uliopita.
Said the voices from the past are heard each Sabbath day.
Kwamba sauti za wakati uliopita zasikika kila siku ya Sabato.
Hallelujah. Paul went into Asia to preach.
Paul alienda Asia akahubiri.
In Acts 19 chapter verse 10.
Katika Matendo 19 aya 10.
It says, all Asia heard the words of the Lord Jesus.
Kwamba Asia yote ilisikia neno la Bwana Yesu. Asia yote.
Amen. That was voices from the past.
Hiyo ni sauti za wakati uliopita.
Jesus has already come and finished his ministry.
Yesu ashakuja na akamaliza huduma yake.
Amen. The earthly part was finished. The earthly part
hit up. Sehemu yake ya duniani itamaliza hiyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Paul spoke about it. Said all Asia heard the word of the Lord when Paul preached.
Paul alipohubiri, lakini akasema Asia nzima walisikia sauti ya Mungu.
Christ was speaking in him.
Kristo alikuwa akinena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we look to the word of God today, we're surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses.
Tunapotazama neno la Mungu tumezingirwa na wingu kubwa la mashahidi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not just an island out here on our own.
Hatuko tu hapa kivyetu watu wachache hivi.
We're connected all the way from Adam up to now. Yeah.
Sisi?
Amen.
Connected from Adam all the way through the seed of God.
Sisi tumefungamanishwa kutoka kwa Adamu wote mbegu yote ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm part of Adam.
Mimi ni sehemu ya Adam.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, I'm part of all those old prophets.
Mimi ni sehemu ya wale manabii ambao walitoa unabii.
Amen. Brother Brown said when he was crucified, I was crucified with him.
Na ndiye alisema kwamba aliposulubishwa
alisulubishwa.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we see we're connected with voices from the past.
Kwa hivyo tunao tumefunganishwa na sauti za wakati uliopita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the word of God who we're finishing up today will come to the place where their voices has finished the mystery of God.
Na tutaona sasa tunapoendelea kwamba sauti zao zote zakamilisha siri
yote ya Mungu.
Amen. Amen.
It's very important.
Ni muhimu sana.
That we understand what Paul was saying.
Tuelewe nini Paul alikuwa anasema.
You're hearing the voices of the prophets every Sabbath day.
Unakuwa unasikia sauti ya manabii kila siku ya Sabato.
Though the prophets themselves weren't standing there.
Ingawaje manabii wala wako wamesimama pale.
But their word was just as real.
Lakini maneno yao ilikuwa ni hakika tu kama vile.
Their voices could be heard by the spiritual ear just as strong.
Yamaanisha kwamba sauti zao zilisikika kwa watu wa kiroho ikiwa na Mungu.
Amen. When I read in the word of God, the words of Jesus,
ninaposoma katika na Mungu maneno ya Yesu,
his voice is being heard.
Sauti yake inasikika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we bring it up to the church and we can bring it back in the Old Testament a lot.
Tumeleta kwa kanisa makanisa tunaweza kuleta kwa mwangalie peke yake.
We can bring each one of those prophets.
Tunaweza leta mmoja wa wale manabii pale.
And show you certain things they said.
Na nionyeshe mambo fulani walosema.
And you would be hearing their voices.
Na utakuwa ukisikia sauti zao.
Amen.
Not just one individual, their voices he said.
Si mtu mmoja tu pale lakini sauti zote.
The voices had an S on it.
Amen.
Amen. S is. See, their voices each Sabbath day had an S on it. Meaning more than one voice.
Oh, ilikuwa na sauti mingi katika moja.
Amen. That was more than one of the church's messengers.
Kulikuwa zaidi ya kuliko mmoja wa majumbe wa kanisa.
But there was one voice.
Kulikuwa na sauti moja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 1963,
katika mwaka 63,
the voice singular,
sauti moja kwa umoja,
sounded out in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Ilikasikika kule Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
And it reached back and brought those other voices to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Therefore, we hear their voices.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Surrounded with voices from the past.
Amen.
And those voices finish up all that mystery of the church age.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at that word voices,
tunapotazama ile sauti kwa wingi.
Amen. We have a great brother, Brother Raymond Jackson in Jeffersonville, Indiana, a very great brother.
Kulikuwa na ndugu mmoja kule anazungumza alikuwa anaitwa Raymond Jackson.
He's been to my church a couple of times.
Alikuja kwenye salamu mara nyingi.
Lord has already taken him home.
Na ashakufa.
But he thought that since it's the Revelation 10 says voices,
na akasema Revelation Ufunuo 10 haisemi sauti,
that there would be seven additional men come to earth with seven thunders.
Na yeye akasema kwamba kutakuwa na watu wengine saba watakayokuja duniani na ngurumo saba. Wale wengine saba wa ziada.
He thought that in years ago and says I believe it could be seven men.
Na akasema mimi naamini huenda wanakuwa ni watu
that will come somewhere out in the future.
Amen.
All of a sudden, there become a doctrine around the world. There's seven men to come. Amen. Because the word says voices. If we interpret the word on those bases, when Paul heard the voices of those prophets, when Paul told those Jews, you hear the voices of the prophets each Sabbath, then they will all have to stand there. But God preserved their voice and brought it unto us. God preserved the voice of those prophets.
Amen.
Amen.
We read each week. Isaiah had long been gone to be with the Lord. But I love to hear Isaiah's voice in Isaiah 53 especially.
Hallelujah.
There it talks about Christ and the great sacrifice he
made.
He's not standing here in person, but I love to hear his voice. And when you combine his voice with the voice of the other prophets, you hear the voices of the prophets.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let me read the scripture now again after I said that. The same scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to maybe underline that word voices. Because it's very important. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you now before I get to it. We've heard voices. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the seals were open, when the church age was preached, we heard voices.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're bringing to you the voices of the prophets.
Amen.
We're bringing to you the voice of Christ. We're bringing to you the voice of Luther. We're bringing to you the voice of Wesley. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How they sound for their voice in their day. Amen. Amen. God brought right down to
Hallelujah.
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 There's a church age book. If you read it and read it right, you can hear the voice of all seven church age messengers.
Hallelujah.
And because there's seven of his voices.
Amen.
Amen. But when they're cleared up, he used one voice.
Amen. Lakini wakati zilikuwa zinakamilishwa ikawa ni sauti moja.
In the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
Katika siku za sauti ya malaika saba.
God will be
siri ya Mungu kwa umoja itakamilika.
One voice, take these voices.
Yo sauti moja, ilikusanya sauti zote zingine.
And we can hear the voices from the past.
Alafu tunaweza kusikia sauti kwa wakati uliopita. Amina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well,
so there's voices.
Sasa hizo sauti kwa wingi.
Amen.
Amina.
So he said, you hear the voices every Sabbath.
Mulisikia sauti katika kila Sabato.
See? And said, how come you didn't catch it? That Christ must suffer and be crucified and raised again. It's written right there in the voices of the prophets. Let's read it again.
So many.
Yeah. Now, brother, you got to stop me today because I got to get a point.
That's a good idea.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I got preaching the other day.
Well, we just been getting.
I forgot Simon. Brother Simon here was interpreting for me. I was just going there. I
didn't
have a whole arm.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, I get into this because this is what I'm about.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So what?
Hiyo katika sababu hiyo ndio mimi sasa.
Amen. 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 Let's read this on voices.
Tusomeni hili kuhusu sauti.
Amen.
Amina.
Now watch, that will be verse 27 of Acts 13.
Aya 26 ya Matendo 13.
It says, for they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, talking Christ, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled him and condemned him.
Kwa maana watao Yerusalemu na wakuu wao, wakuu hawakumjua yeye, wala maneno sauti ya manabii yaliyosomwa kila Sabato yametimizwa kwa kumhukumu.
Now the point is here, not a one of those men were here, yet they were hearing their voices.
Yamaanisha hivi kama ningoma. Hawako wakukua hapa lakini walikuwepo katika sauti zao.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're hearing voices from the past that's cleared up everything.
Tuasikia sauti kutoka wakati wa mwisho na inamaliza kila kitu.
Hallelujah. All that happened in the seven church ages.
Kila kitu ambacho kilifanyika katika nyakati zao za makanisa.
It was a mystery.
Haipo ni historia, sikiza.
And we didn't know what the mystery was.
Hatukujua siri ni nini.
Years ago I used to read in Revelation.
Wakati mapili kuna sama katika Ufunuo 17.
In the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
Katika siku za sauti ya malaika wa saba.
When he sang all the mystery be finished.
Atakapo tangaza siri yote itakamilika.
I began to think, well, maybe sometime an angel when he sounds or something, it'll clear up everything for
me.
But when it happened, I was so wrong. Amen. That seventh angel was a messenger for the age.
And
he reached back, cleared up all these other voices. And the voices are not yet the kind they've already came. Although we're hearing the voices, they lived in another time period. Although we're now hearing the voices, the men themselves live in another time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's very important. And just show you how that we can read one, maybe one scripture and miss it a little bit. Amen. Amen. As much as I respect many of the men of God today. Amen. Amen. And they'll talk about voices. And they speak out the word voices as it's something yet to happen. Because they say it's voices which has got to yet happen. Amen. Amen. Now, Paul said you're hearing the voices of the prophet and they had already happened. That makes a big difference. They've already happened. Because the Jews were reading about those prophets of another age. But their voice was still good.
Lakini sauti ilikuwa bado ni nzuri na ipo.
Hallelujah.
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 That's why years ago,
in
Jeffersonville, Indiana,
Indiana,
the voices actually sounded and cleared up.
Na sauti shapaswa na sishakamilika.
But some men studying the word,
lakini watu fatisoma neno,
and that was basically came from one man, which is a good friend of mine. I love him, and he had a message straight from the heart of God, but it didn't include that.
Na kukawa na ilitoka kwa rafiki yangu mzuri sana, mtu wa Mungu alikuwa mzuri sana kutoka kilindi chake, lakini hiyo yote hakuiweka ndani.
Amen. Brother Jackson preached the word of God, and he would tell about Israel.
Na ndugu Jackson alikuwa anahubiri kuhusu neno la Mungu na mara nyingi alikuwa anahubiri kuhusu mambo ambayo yatatendeka Israeli.
And he cleared it up so much about what's going to happen over there.
Na akaeleza akahubiri vizuri sana jambo gani litatendeka kule Israeli.
He stated that where each tribe would get so much land. Each tribe of Israel.
Ah.
again?
Yes. Yeah, yes, repetition.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Amina.
He cleared that up, but yet on another thing, it weren't his day and hour.
Okay. Anasema alieleza vizuri sana vile Israeli akakuwa na vile watakuwa kipata mambo yao kutokana na Biblia, lakini kuna maneno fulani hakuweka vizuri.
He did a great job and God took him home.
Akafanya kazi nzuri sana Mungu akampeleka nyumbani.
Amen.
Amina.
Although I can hear his voice on many things as it relates to Israel.
Ingawaje nasikia sauti yake mambo mazuri sana kuhusu kila alihubiri kuhusu Israeli.
And I will say he's head and shoulder above me when I come to the things of the Israel.
Sikiza vile ndugu anasema. Anasema inapohusu mambo ya Mungu, huyo ndugu hapo juu yake kumuliko hata.
Amen.
Amina.
He dealt with the brethren a lot.
So
the Jews, the brethren.
Alizu, amen. Alihubiri kama kumbuka jana habari ya wandugu sana. Sio harusi.
Amen.
Amina.
He dealt with bro, told us about what's going to happen just like he brought in about, he brought in about Joseph down in Egypt.
Akaleta kuhusu Yusufu kule Misri.
How that the brethren came to Joseph.
Jinsi wandugu walikuja kwa Yusufu.
But Joseph already had a Gentile bride before they got there.
Lakini anasema kabla wandugu kuja, Yusufu alikuwa na bibi harusi wa wana wa mataifa.
Amen.
Amen. Amina.
So my concern is not so much for the brethren at this time.
Mimi si usiki sana na wandugu wa mume wangu.
God called me to preach to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mungu aliniita nihubirie mke wa Bwana Yesu Kristo.
There's the marriage that takes place.
Kuna ndoa ambayo itatendeka na yeye nihubiri.
Hallelujah. We're being married to him.
Tunaolewa kwake.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen. Now having said that,
nikiwa nimesema hivyo,
that does not belittle Brother Jackson in any way. I believe he fulfilled the will of God for him perfectly.
That's right. Sisemi mabaya kuhusu ndugu Jackson, nasema alitimiza sehemu ya neno lake vizuri vikamilifu sana.
Amen.
Amina.
He's been in my home, his wife and children.
Amekuwa kwangu, mke wake na watoto wake.
Amen.
Amina.
But I told him, I said, Brother Jackson, I cannot see seven men to come.
Lakini kamilifu Jackson, hapa, sasa mimi sioni sana hapo.
I was up at his tabernacle when I said that.
So?
I was at his, Brother Jackson's tabernacle.
Nilikuwa katika maskani ya ndugu Jackson.
He didn't answer me.
Hapo nijibu.
Because they were fixing the serve lunch.
Kwa sababu nilikuwa natengeneza chakula cha mchana.
He said, come on brother Howard, let's go eat.
Anasema leo kujibu kwa mbea. Ndugu nani, kuta kwa chakula.
Hallelujah. But he took that word voices.
Alichukua zile sauti.
Amen. He says if it's voices, it's got to be a man that doesn't have a voice.
Kama ni sauti ya basa au ni mtu anatoa sauti.
And we find this in the word of God where those prophets' voices were heard.
Na tumepata katika neno mahali sauti zile zisikika.
Yet they've been dead for hundreds and hundreds.
Lakini walikuwa na miaka mingi iliyopita.
Amen.
Amina.
When we read their writings,
tukisoma maandishi yao.
When we study about their lives, when we study about the prophets' lives,
tunaposoma kuhusu maisha ya manabii.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we look at all these things,
tunapoangalia mambo haya yote,
I've got two good ears.
Niko na masikio mawili mazuri.
And they're tuned into the word of God.
Na inaingia katika neno la Mungu.
And I love to hear the voices of those prophets.
Ningependa kusikia sauti ya wale manabii.
I love to hear what Elijah said to Ahab.
Ningependa kusikia kile Elia alimwambia Ahab.
And Jezebel.
Na Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like to hear what those prophets said.
Ningependa kusikia kile wale manabii walisema.
I like to hear Moses' voice when he speaking that was manna came from heaven.
Ningependa kusikia sauti ya Musa akinena manna ishuke kutoka mbinguni.
I hear Moses' voice.
Nasikia sauti ya Musa.
As he commands the Red Sea to open up.
Akiamrisha bahari ya Shamu ifunguke.
And the children of Israel went through on dry land.
Na wana wa Israeli wakapita katika nchi kavu.
Those are voices of the past that we're connected to.
Hizo ni sauti za wakati uliopita ambao tumeshikanishwa kwazo. Amina.
And we're connected to every one of the seven church age messengers.
Na tumeunganishwa kwa kila mmoja wa sauti ya malaika.
Because they are part of the bride.
Kwa sababu wao ni sehemu ya bibi harusi.
When the resurrection takes place, we're going to see all seven church age messengers.
Wakati ufufuo utaona wale wote wa kanisa la makanisa. Hallelujah.
All of them go
hatutakuwepo.
Not only are all those going to be here, the saints that heard them in the day going to be here.
Hata wale ambao walikuwa katika siku zile watakuwa hapa.
Amen.
Amina.
They that heard Columbo in that dark age.
Wakati wa Columbus, wakati wa giza.
When the resurrection takes place.
Wakati kufa kutakapotendeka.
They'll stand right there, they're part of that bride.
Hawa watasimama kwa sababu ni sehemu ya
bride.
Amina.
And I'm connected with it, you're connected with it.
Nami nimefunganishwa, wewe unafunganishwa kila mmoja.
The Bible says that the dead in Christ are going to rise.
Biblia inasema wafu katika Kristo watafufuka.
And then said we will all be changed and together.
Na Biblia inasema wote tutabadilishwa pamoja.
Together, everybody say together.
Kila mmoja sema pamoja.
Together we'll be called up to be the Lord.
Wote tutakuwa na Bwana
hewani.
Amen.
So those voices from the past is very important. Amen. They produce bride members for their time period.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The people were justified that heard their message in that day. Every age God sent a message. Every age God sent a message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all of us part of the bride. Part of the bride.
What is going to say, maybe be a Rusi?
Amen. Amen. It makes up his wine.
What?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John sees the bride going up.
John, I'm going to be a Rusi again as you.
Amen.
And he calls it the wife of the Lamb.
Like I said, I'm going to be a Rusi again as you.
She's made herself ready.
Amen. You find a quarter.
Amen. She's clothed in fine linen, clean and white.
Amen. But you should get done yourself in your upe.
That's the bride from all ages.
We're going to be a Rusi again as you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're there because they heard voices of the past. And we're going to be there because we hear the voices from the past. Amen. Amen. We're going to be there. We heard the voice of that seventh angel.
Amen.
Amen. What a privilege we have. What a privilege it is. Amen. Amen. Although I didn't meet the prophet personally, they had a setup where you could listen on telephone
hookups.
So we could listen to the prophet preach by the telephone
hookups.
Amen.
Amen.
So I was going up to meet him on Easter of 1966. But in December 65, he had an accident.
Got home.
So we went to the funeral and went up there and stayed with him, signed the family around. But that was one voice. One voice. In the days of the voice. Of the seventh angel. He said the mystery. That singular mystery. Would be finished. As he declared to his servants. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. When the seals began to be opened, there was the voice of one thunder.
Wakati ulikuwa unafunguliwa kulikuwa na sauti ya ngurumo inatoka nje.
Hallelujah, because the others already sounded.
Because indeed as ilikuwa zishatoka
the time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Each age, each time period, one of these messengers came forward.
Ilikuja wakati wa mjumbe alikuja na mwingine.
When we begin reading in the book of Revelation, the very first chapter,
sura ya kwanza, sikiza, sura ya kwanza,
we find greeting from him that was and is and is to come.
Tunasalimiwa na yule aliyekuwa, yule yupo na yule atakayekuwa.
And the seven spirits which are before the throne.
Na roho saba ambazo ziko mbele ya enzi ya Mungu.
And from Jesus Christ that died for us.
Na kutoka Yesu Kristo ambaye alikufa kwa ajili yetu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then John sees a vision of seven candlesticks.
Alafu Yohana anaona ono la vinara saba vya taa.
And one walking among the candlesticks.
Alafu mmoja anatembea katikati ya ile vinara saba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was dressed like a high priest.
Amekaa, alikuwa amevaa kama kuhani mkuu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In verse 20 of Revelation chapter 1.
Na sura ya kwanza ya Ufunuo aya 20.
He spoke of a mystery there. I'll show you this mystery.
Nitaonyesha alinena kuhusu siri moja.
Hallelujah. Mystery related to seven church ages.
Siri ya nyakati zapo za makanisa.
Seven seals.
Mihuri saba.
And the like.
Na kuendelea.
It really related to the messengers.
Ile ambayo nuru ambayo inahusiana na wajumbe.
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, Sardis Church.
Ufunuo sura 3 aya kwanza.
Amen.
He
speaks of the seven stars and the seven spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Each one of them stars has an angel with
it. Hallelujah.
Brother Brown met him quite often. Amen. His angel. The angel with Brother
Brown.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul tells about being in a ship that was about to be wrecked and go under.
Now, Paul and Pamia, you are going to be a little bit of a mugger.
He said, this night the angel of the Lord stood by me and told me these things. The ship was going to be destroyed. And many other things are going to happen. The angel Lord done told Paul all about it. It happened just like the angel said. Amen.
Amen.
The angel Lord came to Brother Brown. And said, nothing shall stand before you, not even chance.
I pray to
God. Therefore, he spoke the word. He healed the sick by the power of God and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Everything that was said came to pass
inside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now those voices are in the past.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My brother was telling about a tape that I preached in 67. He said that was 4 years before he was ever born. Amen. Amen. So that's voices from the past.
Amen.
Amen. I started preaching that in the mid-50s as just a child. It was coming into the 60s before I ever heard about Brother Brown. Amen.
Amen.
I was already baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I was believing in one God. But I didn't have it right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I was got it right by hearing voices from the past. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're part of one another. There's not a one of you going to make it by yourself.
Hakuna mmoja wenu binafsi ambaye atashinda
peke yake. Because you are a member
of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God's got a ministry he's put together.
Mungu amechukua huduma baba kwa pamoja.
Amen.
Amen.
That honors that word, honors Christ, and live for Christ.
Well, uchukua hilo neno uliheshimu na uishie Kristo.
And has a great love for God's people.
Now, uwe na upendo mkuu kwa watu wote wa Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Voices from the past.
Sauti za wakati uliopita.
Clear up the mystery of God.
Ndio zinamaliza siri ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Mungu.
My wife, she had a lot of problems with that one angel sound in the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation.
Ngao alikuwa na shida kidogo kati malaika mmoja akitoa sauti katika sura ya 6 ya kitabu cha Ufunuo ile ngurumo pale.
Amen. Because it says that when he opened the first seal, heard a voice as a trumpeter, thunder, the voice of a thunder. And my wife said, why ain't there other, where's the other six thunders?
You know?
So she studied on it and worked on it and fretted over it and studied about it and prayed about it. Amen.
Amen.
Then one day the Lord just opened it up to
him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why there weren't seven thunders right there? The other six had already gone on to their reward.
There
was only one of them living at the time the seals were open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And that was that seventh angel. Praise God.
Amen.
I tell you, we've been hearing thunders, folks.
We've been hearing thunders.
Tumekuwa tukisikiza ngurumo kila wakati.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been hearing voices.
Tumekuwa tukisikia sauti, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They heard voices in the days of Paul.
Walisikia sauti katika siku za Paulo kutoka kule nyuma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear a voice from Malachi.
Nasikia sauti kutoka kwa Malaki.
Amen.
Malachi saying,
Malachi
the last day.
Wala siku za mwisho.
Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet.
Does someone talk to the guy here?
I hear voices from the past.
Let's get some of them to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brown said when he asked his wife to marry. Well, she wanted to do what was right. She said, let me pray about it.
Yes.
She got down praying. God said to her, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She said, yes,
Bill.
Amen. Well, he has sent us Elijah the prophet.
And I do me Elijah Nabi.
Amen. Not only has he sent Elijah the prophet, he sent us ministers in this day and hour.
And I do Elijah Nabi, but I can't do me a while. Oh, no more, no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
They heard voices.
What is your sauti?
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say when you begin to hear voices, your mind's getting bad. Well, that depends on what kind of voice you hear.
Yeah.
You hear the voice of Jesus Christ.
God is Christ.
He'll be your sound mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard voices. I've heard all seven of the voices of the seven men.
Mimi nimesikia sauti zote, nimesikia sauti zote za wajumbe saba wote.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard the seven thunder sound.
Nikasikia ngurumo saba zikipiga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you haven't been asleep, you've heard voices from the past.
Kama ulikuwa ukilala, umesikia sauti kutoka wakati uliopita.
And those voices has cleared up the mystery of God through the last voice.
Na hizo sauti, zote zinakamilisha saa. Sio ya Mungu kupitia kwa sauti ya mwisho ya wakati huu.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brown was the last of those seven voices.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But God's voice is still talking through Brother Brown, through Luther. Amen. Through St. Paul. Through the apostles and prophets. Amen. When Paul went to preach the word, to preach on some, but I don't think we'll have time. He went into Asia, and the Bible says all Asia heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 19, chapter 19, verse 20 of Acts.
Now, sura 19, aya 20, Dr. Matanda, mitume.
Amen. Acts 19, verse 20. It says, and so mightily grew the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word is still growing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because our understanding is still growing. We're still growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. If you think you've already arrived, you fell short of the journey. We
got to
keep on walking in the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If God's got a ministry here, they're going to be giving out meat in due season.
Hallelujah.
And the word says, blessed is that servant that when the Lord comes, he finds him giving out meat in due season. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So right to the time of the rapture. Amen. Meat's going to be given to us in due season.
Amen.
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 I had dinner with
Brother Simon, and I believe I call him by his first name. I have trouble pronouncing something. Okay. My tongue's too small for that big a word. But we had some chicken and many other things. But if he had brought me a plate of bones out there and said, "Brother Howard, here's your chicken," I've looked at it, looked back at him. I'll say there's no chicken on the bone. I can't eat bones. Hallelujah. The meat that God's giving out in this season is not a platter of bones.
There is
still some meat on the bones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is still some growing in grace and in the knowledge of God. There is still revelation from the Word of God for you.
Hallelujah.
Brother Brown said in the seal book, or church age book, rather, without revelation. Without revelation, every day the church dies. And that's what happened to a lot of people when they said there's no more revelation, they
died.
Hallelujah. But the bride of Christ is eating just fine. And they're not sucking around on chicken bones. They're getting some good meat of the Word. Amen.
Amen.
And we're hearing voices from the past to be sure we give it out right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
In
1963, this cloud here came down. Well, actually, it was seven angels, and they, as they ascended back up, they made up the face of Christ.
Oh,
praise God. Amen. And the voice spoke, said, "Go back to Jeffersonville, Indiana." Speaking to Brother Brown,
says,
"God's going to open the seventh seal." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Brother Brown preached the seventh seal, but the lamb broke them.
Amen.
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 A lot of times we'll say Brother Brown broke the seventh seal. Well, in a sense, that's true. When you have proper understanding of it.
Yeah.
He was one brought to our ears. But the man broke him in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
When he preached that field seal, he made a statement. He said, "Each night the Holy Spirit sending one of those spirits down, reveal the seal."
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit sent down that revelation. By an angel. Brother Brown had previously met all seven angels out in Arizona.
Amen.
Amen. He had a vision up before he ever left. You get that on a tape called, "Sirs, is this the time?" He tells about having a vision, seven angels. But when he got there, it literally happened. When those seven angels came down, rocks fell out of the mountain, a big blast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The voice of God spoke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now there's voices. There's one voice clears up the voices. Hallelujah. So now we can go forth with the voices already heard.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've already heard the seven thunders. They sound good to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They've given me rapture and faith. That's why I got translated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians 1:13.
Wakolosai 1:13.
Says you're translated.
Kwamba ushahamishwa.
Out of the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Into the kingdom of God, His dear Son.
Na nimehamishwa katika ufalme wa mwana wa Mungu mpendwa.
That's Colossians 1:13.
You know, Kolosai sura kwanza aya 13.
Hallelujah. So it feels good to be translated.
Kwa hivyo nasikia vema kuhamishwa.
But I'm only speaking of the inner man.
Lakini mtu ambaye amehamishwa na nenea ni yule mtu wa ndani.
I'm still waiting for the outer man.
Ngoje huyu tena pia ahamishwe.
Amen.
Amina.
But being translated in the spirit guarantees his whole body is going to be changed.
Sasa hukuhamishwa katika roho maanisha hata huyu atabadilishwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We get a tie about an hour that we're living in.
You might think
I want to tell you this before I read it though. I was preaching years before.
Before I read the Bible,
the church ages was preached. I was preaching years before the seals were opened.
Nilikuwa nahubiri miaka mingi kabla miuri kufunuliwa.
I was preaching years before I heard the thunder.
Nilikuwa nahubiri miaka iliyopita kabla sijasikia ngurumo.
I only heard them as it relates from 63 on through.
When did you preach? 61.
I've been preaching several years then.
Nilikuwa nahubiri miaka mingi kule.
But I didn't know a thing in the world about a church age.
Lakini sikujua chochote kuhusu nyakati za makanisa.
One brother heard the church age, he came to me and said, Brother Ben, said, you know that we're living in the seventh church age. I said, say what? He said, we're living in the seventh church age. I said, I didn't know that was the first one. He's all to it that I got hold of the
tape.
Hey man, I've been preaching quite some time before then. So my voice come back before the church age was preached. Before the seals were preached. Before the thunder
died.
Hey man, all that. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We went up to the mountain. Where was that place we went yesterday?
You check.
I can't say that word.
E10, just I-10.
Okay, I-10, okay. Okay, that's an interstate in the USA, big superhighway. Amen. But anyway, I'd be dragging behind, and I said, wait on the old man now. As we looked around. Amen. I've got all the time God promised me. Now I'm living on grace.
Sasa mimi,
he promised us 60 and 10, and I've already got that behind me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And nobody told me how to act when I got 70. So I just kept acting like I'm 40-year-old. Hallelujah. This word of God is marred to my bone and strength to my marred to my bones and strength to my flesh or something.
Yes. Amen.
When you live on this word, they energize.
Yes.
When I get anointed, I feel like I can just run through a tube and leap over a wall. But you know, I'd like to get through preaching that anointing, so leave me.
Nikimaliza kuhubiri ndio upako mafuta yanakwisha.
I get 70 real quick.
Baka na fika miaka 70 mara moja tena.
I was preaching before this took place.
Niko na kuhubiri kabla hii jatendeka.
So my ministry has had a growth pattern to it. Revelation 1.
Huduma yangu ilikuwa imeshikana na hii.
And it still has some growing to it, see.
Na bado inaendelea.
Amen. Just because I said something 50 years ago on a tape, it don't mean that I haven't grown more and seen a little different in this hour.
Haimaanishi miaka ingine 50 baadaye sijakuwa na kuona kitu kingine zaidi kuliko kile ambacho.
Only thing about me is hard to get by because tapes go all the way back to the 50.
Kitu mungu nisiwa siwezi rudi kule nyuma kwa miaka 50 iliyopita.
Amen. Praise God. But that's all right. I willingly confess
Na kwa kujitolea na akili nikisema.
Until I heard the message that God sent by Brother Brown.
Mpaka wakati niposikia ujumbe ambao ulitumwa na Mungu kwa kupitia Mungu.
Prior to that time, Jesus was very precious to me.
Yesu alikuwa wa dhamani kwangu kabla ya wakati huo.
Prior to that time, I fasted and prayed to God.
Kabla ya wakati huo nilikuwa nafunga na nikiomba nikiomba.
That was a weekly thing for me, fasting.
Nilikuwa mdhaifu kwa sababu ya kufunga.
2-3 days every week. Never miss.
Siku tatu kila juma bila kukosa.
Amen.
Amen.
On 2 different occasions, 40 days and nights, nothing but water.
Kwa wakati mwingine siku 40 bila chakula ni maji tu.
I was finding my way home.
Nilikuwa natafuta barabara ya kurudi nyumbani.
I was finding my way home.
Nilikuwa ninapata kutafuta njia kwenda nyumbani.
Hallelujah. And my home is right smack the dab in the middle of this world.
Amen. Amen.
I know you don't know what's back to them, but that means right in the middle of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I got a brother over in Zambia. I'll be preaching. I'll say words that's not in the Zambia language. You say, huh? I'll have to think of another word to equal. Amen. Hey, now this is what I discovered years after I'd been preaching. Revelation chapter 10. And I found out that it was already in process. Amen. Now let's read it here. Now, the fifth chapter and sixth chapter, the seals open, the little book, taking the seals home. But here, Christ in angelical form, which is spiritual. He's here today. He brings a little open book to us. Which means all seven seals took off
of it.
Okay, let's read it. And this is Revelation 10:1, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, a rainbow upon his head, and his face was the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Kisha nikaona malaika mwingine mwenye nguvu akishuka kutoka mbinguni, amevikwa wingu na upinde wa mvua juu ya kichwa chake, na uso wake ulikuwa kama jua, na miguu yake kama nguzo za
moto. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Brother Brown read that on the surge. Is this the time?
Brother, I saw my ear. He said, "You know who that mighty
angel is." I said, "You know
who
it's Christ in spiritual form."
I Christ in spiritual
form. All right. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and left foot upon the earth.
Now, katika mkono wake alikuwa na kitabu kidogo kimefunguliwa. Akaweka mguu wake juu kwa kuume juu ya bahari na wa kushoto juu ya nchi.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the fact that the little book is open means there's no more seals on it.
That's
true.
Tazama pale katika Ufunuo 10, kutambua kwamba mihuri yote kuanzia kwanza mpaka saba imefunguliwa, inaelezwa vizuri kwa sababu kitabu kiko wazi. Akiwezi kuwa wazi kama kuna mihuri nyingine haijafunguliwa.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. And John stand on the olive path. And he said, verse 3, and I cried, and the mighty angel, and cried with a loud voice, one voice.
Na akalia kwa sauti kuu, sauti moja.
When a lion roared, woo!
Kama simba kinguruma hivyo.
And I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
Na alipolia zile ngurumo saba zikatoa sauti, hata ngurumo saba ilipotoa sauti zao na ilikuwa tayari kuandika, nami nikasikia sauti kutoka mbinguni ikisema yatie muhuri maneno yaliyonenwa na hizo ngurumo saba usiyaandike.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I get all that verse there.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. All right. He cried with a loud voice.
Alilia kwa sauti moja.
Amen. Seven thunders uttered.
Alafu ngurumo saba zikatoa sauti zao.
And John was about to write.
Na John alikuwa karibu kwa Yohana alikuwa karibu kuandika.
Amen. Now I want you to notice he put one foot on sea and one foot on earth.
Nataka mtambue kwamba aliweka mguu wake kwa bahari, mwingine kwa ardhi.
The two phases coming of the Lord at Pentecost and in the last day.
Yuna maanisha ni sehemu mbili ya kwenda kwa Bwana kwa Pentecost na siku ya mwisho.
Amen.
Amina.
And Paul preached as though the rapture would take place in his day.
Na Paul alihubiri kana kwamba unyakuo utatendeka siku yake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. But it did.
Lakini ukutendeka.
So God sealed away the book.
Wewe Mungu aka ndio huyu kitabu.
Hallelujah. Saved it for the last day.
Akangoja mpaka siku ya mwisho.
So when John heard it in 96 AD,
wakati yule alisikia katika mwaka wa 99,
he was about to write what it said.
Alikuwa anataka kuandika kile ilisema.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was about to write what the
alikuwa tayari kuandika kile ngurumo ilisema.
Amen. He was about to write what the thunder said.
Alikuwa tayari kuandika ngurumo ilisema nini?
But the voice from heaven spoke.
Sauti kutoka mbinguni kanena ikasema.
And the voice from heaven says, write it not.
Nikamwambia usiandike.
Amen.
Amina.
We're in 96 AD there when the, he was about to write, because John lived in 96 AD, he wrote 96 AD.
Aliandika hiyo kitabu mwaka wa 66
alikuwa. John's fiction write what he's saying.
Na Yohana akawa tayari kuandika kile ambacho amesema.
But the voice spoke from heaven.
Kama kutoka mbinguni.
That same voice spoke again after it's opened.
Sauti ile ambayo ilisema usiandike ilinena tena baada kitabu kufunguliwa.
Amen. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up. How many seals are there? Seven. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Hata kumbo sabi zikotoa sauti zao na likuwa tayari kuandika. Na mimi nasikia sauti kutoka mbinguni ikisema ya tie muhimu manada ya neno na zisio. Iso mbumbo saba usiandike.
Oh, I wish I had time to preach.
Laiti nge kubili. Funga. Laiti nge hata kubili sasa.
I was over in Malawi last couple of years ago.
Kukua Malawi ya kaya mchegi lopita.
Harvey and I trying to get through customs. They had a big jet out there.
Wakati nilikuwa pale katika wale wa
wamiaji. We're waiting on brother and sister Howard. Hurry. And the people begin to help get
us. Wakasema tunakungojea ndugu Howard na ondoka.
They helped the big jet on the ground that we got there. I appreciate that.
Walikuwa na nguvu pale kwa
hiyo. Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to watch here.
Nataka mtambue hapa.
Seal up what the thunder said.
Funga kile miuri ndugu sana.
Now let's look at that just a moment. He said, seal them up. And he said, seal them up. When they sounded, he said, seal up what the seven thunders sound. Okay. Now let's say, somebody say the thunders hadn't uttered yet.
Wacha tuseme kwa mfano mtu amesema ngurumo saba hazijatoka sauti zao.
Okay, that presents a major problem.
Sasa italeta shida kubwa sana.
Then when are they going to be open?
Sasa shida itakuwa itafunguliwa siku gani kama ifunguliwa?
If they hadn't sounded and were sealed,
kama sikuwa zime
when are they going to be open?
Na kutiwa muhuri. Itafunguliwa lini?
You see what a problem it presents us?
Unaona shida ambayo inaleta?
Amen.
Amina.
It messes up the picture completely.
Inaharibu inafuruka picha kabisa.
If the thunders hadn't uttered, they haven't been sealed.
Amen.
Kama nguruma zikuwa zimetamkwa hazingefungwa.
The seven angels spoke in the very first chapter of the book of Revelation.
Malaika alinena sura ya kwanza katika kitabu cha Ufunuo.
Amen.
Amina.
Amen.
Amina.
Okay. You said, brother Howard, I don't think the seven thunders uttered yet.
Ndugu Howard, mimi fikiri nguruma sasa zimefunguliwa.
Well, I got some information for you.
Mimi nataka kukujulisha.
We got a lot more time here then.
Tuko na muda mrefu basi kama nilipo.
Because one of these days, God has sent the seventh angel and opened the seal.
When Mungu kama ni hivyo, atatuma malaika wengine saba kufunga mihuri. Kama ni
waamini. Amen. Amen. If the thunders had seen, the thunders was what was sealed. Seal up what the seven thunders sounded and write them not.
Tia muhuri kila mungu saba iliandike ilisema na usiandike.
Oh, I don't find they've sounded yet.
Ah, Mr. Danny, come and see the choice of yourself.
Then that means they haven't been sealed yet.
And
if they haven't been sealed yet, who's going to open the seals?
Well,
I'm hearing voices from the past.
Amen.
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 I'm hearing voices from the past.
Saying
they're already open. I'm
hearing
voices saying 1963. Seven angels came to Brother Branham.
And God said,
I'm going to let your mother see. He said, seal up those things with the seven thunder letter. Notice there was seven angels sounded. And there were seven seals sealed up. I pray you tell me, when are those seals
going to
be open?
There's
not two sets of seven seals.
Amen.
Oh, a man said, Brother Howard, there are seven more men to come. I said, well, that's very strange. When John saw the Lamb in heaven, he only had seven eyes and seven horns. If there's seven additional come in the Lamb, God's got to go back and recreate the Lamb. That's 14 horns. The seven horns represent the seven messengers and the seven angels. Or maybe John misunderstood. Maybe he said the lamb had 14 horns. I don't think so. I think it's exactly like it's supposed to be.
I think in
96 AD, when God sounded that out, what he was going to do. Brother Brown said God wanted to keep it secret because he wanted to keep us watching till the end time. So let's solve our problem. The seven thunders hadn't sounded. Then they haven't been sealed.
Amen.
I can solve your problem very easy. 1963. Arizona.
Arizona.
Seven angels. Come and said, go to the seven seals.
There's
your problem solved.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the gainsayer really can't do anything with the word. The gainsayer can't do anything with the word.
Amen.
One simple question will stun
them.
Say the thunders were to be sealed. When were they sealed? And tell me, when are those seals going to be opened?
Amen.
They dropped their head. Because the seal's already opened. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I hear voices. They say, well, there's voices, Brother Howard. Got to be seven men. If you got seven boys, you got to have seven men. Well, the scripture we read today, the Jews met in the temple every Sabbath day, and they heard the voices of the prophets. And they received from them. And we have heard the voices of all seven church age
members.
We got the seven, but on tape. The other we got just as good, not on tape, but just as good. As we go a little further. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And swear by them forever and ever who created the heavens and the things therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Amen.
that age, the time of that age, of the seven church ages, seven thunders, seven seals, that time is no more.
Kwamba alikuwa na hapa kwamba wakati wa nyakati saba za makanisa, wakati wa mihuri, wakati wa ngurumo haupo tena.
That means the seven church ages are over.
Nyakati saba za makanisa zimekwisha.
And the bride's called out.
Na Yerusalemu imeitwa nje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now I know Gage goes on as far as denominational world.
Inaendelea tu wanapohusuma
mabe. For the bride we were called
out. Lakini kwa harusi tushaitwa tutoke nje.
Amen. How did it feel when you came out of Babylon? Oh, how did it feel out there,
master?
Somebody said, then when you try to sing, I tell immediately you miss your calling. Amen. You miss your calling when you try to sing it. I'll agree.
Okay,
so time is no more. Time's run out. Now, when time runs out for the church age, these seven ages, then the seventh angel steps up and speaks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In his days, all that mystery that was wound up all the way back through them church ages.
Amen.
Notice when they sounded their voices,
I was about
to write. He said, "Seal it."
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to notice there, that verse 4, when the seven thunders had uttered their voices. Oh, Psalm says it's got to be seven men. The sound of their voice is out. Well, let me tell you something, honey. It was seven men. Amen. You've got everything right except you put it in front of you when it ought to be put behind you. That's voices from
the
past. Those seven men are voices from the past. But we were lucky enough to be living in the days when that last one, that seventh one sounded.
Amen.
And that's why the silence. See, he didn't have to write anything. Oh, he heard it.
Amen.
All right. Let's see. I gotta hurry though. Gotta run. Gotta get my running shoes on.
Because
this may not wait on me like that. And then
allowed.
Okay. It says, but in the days of the voice.
Mm-hmm. Now notice, it's
1:11. We hear all the others through this one.
Tunasikia sauti ya wale wengine kupitia kwa huyu mmoja.
Let me tell you something, you're lucky people.
Ni watu mmetunukiwa sana.
Well, maybe not lucky, predestinated people.
Lakini sio kama
mmetunukiwa.
Watu ambao mmetunukiwa sana.
Because you know the day of the church ages. You know the messengers. You know all about it. How did you know it? By the voice of that seventh
angel.
He said when that seventh
one sounded,
all
of us will be cleared
up. Go to Revelation chapter, and don't turn this because we're going to move on here. Go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20 to John when he saw seven candlesticks, seven stars, all these things, and him walking through seven candlesticks. He says about this mystery. I'll tell you the mystery of this.
But he goes through seven candlesticks.
When the seventh church over, then he tells us.
Wakati, skiza.
He used that last one to tell what John said.
Amen.
Hapo, Yohana niambiwa, nitakuambia siri ya zile nyota saba ambazo ziko mikononi mwa yule alisimamaye katika vinara saba. Kwa hivyo wakati wa mwisho, akasema walikuwa na akina nani.
Amen. Well, you speak in tongues real good. Starting the second sermon. Now we're closing this out.
Sala tumemaliza siku ya pili tena hapa sasa kuna siku. tunamaliza.
But I wanted to get that voices in Revelation chapter 10.
Nilikuwa nataka mwelewe zile sauti katika Ufunuo sura 10.
Because of this point.
Kwa sababu katika wakati huu.
And you might not have heard of that here in Africa. I hope you have.
Well, no, we're going to be Africa.
But there are people in other parts of the world who say, there's 7 million coming. Because they say they're
not going to
come. Well, the prophets under their voices, are they going to come? They all want the resurrection take place, but not before. Amen.
Amen.
So these seven thunders, that one angel cleared up the other six.
Kwa hivyo hizi ngurumo saba ni kwamba malaika mmoja alikamilisha wale wengine wote mule.
Let me read this verse 7.
Aya 7 soma.
But in the days of the voice singular,
isipokuwa katika siku ya sauti
of the seventh one of these,
yule mmoja wa saba,
of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God, the singular,
atakapokuwa akipasa sauti siri ya Mungu, siri moja, siri kwa wingi, siri moja,
not necessarily all the mysteries of the entire Bible.
Sio kwa lazima kwamba ni siri ya Biblia nzima.
But he was talking about a specific mystery that was broken up in seven pieces.
Lakini ndio maana ungekuhusu siri moja ambayo ilikuwa imegawa katika sehemu saba na kati ya makanisa.
That was now Brother Brown prayer and reveal, but this specific thing here is talking about these seven voices.
Hapa tunazungumza kuhusu siri ambazo zilikuwa zimegawa katika sehemu saba.
Amen.
In the days of the voice that may begin, that the mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servants.
Siri ya Mungu itatimizwa kama vile alivyowahubiri watumishi wake hao manabii.
Now, God takes the prophet off the scene.
Sasa Mungu anamuona nabii yupo.
And that voice speaks from heaven again.
Hiyo sauti inanena kutoka juu mbinguni, sikiza.
And he says, go get the little book that's open, that's on sale, that's made available.
Hiyo sauti anakuambia, nenda ukachukue kitabu ambacho kimeshuka kutoka mbinguni, ambacho kilikuwa kimefungwa lakini kiko wazi sasa.
He said, start eating, enjoy yourself, because there are the fivefold ministries.
Anza kukula kwa sababu ni huduma tano ambayo itagawa.
Amen. This strain that started is brilliant voices.
Tusikize sauti.
Amen.
And they're all right
in here. Na zote ziko
hapa. Hallelujah.
Amen.